Well, the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, says the closure of the Tiwai aluminium smelter will be a blow to Southlanders. He says there are opportunities ahead. Well, that sparked criticism from National Party leader Todd Muller, who says the government has no plan.
The key issue here is that they have been working with them, one assumes, over the period of the last 3 years. They haven't been able to reach agreement. That's the prerogative of the government. But what's the plan? There seems to be no plan from the Finance Minister apart from see you later, and that's a shame, Southland.
That's Todd Muller, National Party leader. We'll talk to Grant Robertson soon. But first, our Otago Southland reporter Tim Brown's in Invercargill. He spent time talking to locals there and in Bluff. He joins me now. Tim, what are the locals saying?
Good morning, Giles. Well, there is real division in Bluff about the benefits of having Tiwai Point there. In Invercargill, there's a sense of inevitability. As Graham Budd said to the program earlier this morning, you know, this is an axe that's been hanging over the city for a long time. Just many never thought that it would actually fall, and so there is shock there. But in Bluff, there is deep division about what the smelter brings to the town. They estimate only around about a couple of dozen locals actually work at the smelter, and a lot of them are more concerned about the environment than they are about the long-term jobs of this place.
So they don't care too much about the future. They'll go and find something else to do. For Invercargill, it's a big blow because it's not just 1,000 jobs at the smelter directly, but another 1,600 or so jobs at risk from all the suppliers and contractors.
That's right. And in Invercargill, when you talk to locals, everyone has a link to Tiwai in some way, shape or form. Whether it's your father worked there, whether you work there personally, whether it's your neighbour that works there. Every neighbourhood in the city will be impacted by this in some way, shape or form. Whether it's contractors, whether it's engineering businesses, there are so many links to that place. It's incredible the web that's weaved.
Is there any confidence that jobs will be found to replace the ones lost at the smelter?
Well, speaking to long-term locals, there is an economic confidence in Invercargill at the moment that hasn't existed for a long time. They say if you go back a couple of decades, Invercargill was a dying city, and there's a real sense of positivity within the city itself now that the council is putting money into redevelopment of the central city. There's hope that the local economy will cope with this in some way, shape or form going forward. It's just how long it's going to take to recover, and COVID-19 has obviously added to the anxiety of that.
Do they want government help, and if so, in what form?
Well, I think everyone is looking for government help to bring their economies out of the impacts of COVID-19, and for Tiwai Point, that's just going to add to the pain they're feeling in Invercargill. But there is the Central City Development, which is following a big developer pulling out, it's hanging on a knife edge, and so it's already had help from the Provincial Growth Fund, but any further help that can come from the Provincial Growth Fund, any further investment in other sectors, agriculture is a big help to the people of Southland.
Thank you. That's Timothy Brown, our reporter from Otago, or for Otago and Southland.